The battle for wilderness designation over the Boulder White Clouds has drawn on for decades, but this week the Central Idaho Mountains got a lot closer to permanent protection. Jessica Murray reports.
When Rick Johnson visited the Boulder White Clouds in June, he says he saw mountain goats, antelope, elk, even a bear. Johnson is the executive director of the Idaho Conservation League. And when he learned Monday that the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would designate the area as wilderness, he was cautiously optimistic.
It's not the most functional legislative body the world's ever seen these days, so I think a lot of people retain a certain amount of skepticism.
The bill designates 296,000 acres of the Boulder White Clouds as wilderness. Versions of the bill have gone before Congress for almost a decade, but they've always failed. Now that the bill has passed the House, a Senate subcommittee will most likely vote this week on whether or not it should make it to the Senate floor.
We've been to the altar a few times and seen it not work out. Let's just say the trail is still long, but I think many of us have gotten a glimpse of the summit, and we think we might be getting there.
If the bill fails in the Senate, Johnson says his organization will push harder than ever for the Obama administration to designate the region as a national monument. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.